Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Will. I can't believe this is happening. I'm co-hosting Tesla Time News. I've made it. I've truly made it. My dreams come true. How many people have their dreams come true, I wonder? Maybe Elon will see me on the show this week. Maybe he'll message me on X and say, hey, Will, I saw you co-hosting the show this week. Want to come hang out with me and Optimus? I could take you for a spin in the Roadster. I couldn't say no to that, could I? Me and Elon hanging out. Best buddies. I've got so many ideas. Elon will love my ideas. Oh, this is amazing. When people see me, they'll be like, hey, isn't that Will? I saw him driving around with Elon. I wonder if I need my own bodyguards. I think I'll like signing autographs. That'll be fun, won't it? But I guess it could get a bit much after a while. Will I have to bring my own pen around with me all the time? Or will fans bring their own pens? I guess to be safe, I should pick up some Sharpies. Maybe blue Sharpies. That would be nice. Signing people's hats and shirts. Maybe even their wobbly bits.
Will? Will? Is Will having a stroke? Should I call his wife, Will?
Oh, hi, Zach. You caught me in a daydream. No, all's well. Should we start the show?
Okay. Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Will, filling in for Jesse this week while he's on holiday.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 465.
Oh, now you know. So remember that blackout that hit Spain and Portugal on April 28th? Tesla Energy posted Powerwall providing backup power in Spain and Portugal during last week's outages.
Many people were blaming renewables, but as we learn more, it appears that it was a fault in the high voltage lines connecting France and Spain that caused the grid failure.
True, and more grid scale batteries would have helped bring the grid back online sooner. But bottom line is that if more homes had home batteries like Tesla Powerwalls, they wouldn't have been affected by the blackout. And Will, were you affected by the blackout over there in the UK?
No, UK was absolutely fine. It just seemed to be sort of southern France, Portugal, France, Spain, etc. I did do a quick calculation last week with Grok, and apparently it would have taken 7,700 megapacks to save Europe from that blackout.
Okay, that's quite a number.
It's quite a lot, isn't it? But it depends, doesn't it? You could have about 2,500 to 3,000 megapacks, and that would have been able to mitigate the problem for, you know, a short amount of time. So yeah, just a brief calculation there.
Well, we just need a megapack factory in Europe now.
The FBI formed a domestic terrorism task force to investigate attacks on Tesla.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from more liberal outlets.
And if they are, they're shifting their focus to President Trump. But with a quick scroll, we easily found reporting calling for the violence to settle down.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, you don't get the truth. You get outrage and misguided attacks on innocent Tesla owners.
Especially when it comes to someone as polarizing as Elon Musk, there's only going to be more spin, more outrage, and more violence unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and a website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, the credibility, and the financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring, Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Thank you to Ground News for sponsoring us and helping us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you. Tesla's head of AI and IT infrastructure, cybersecurity, and vehicle service, Raj Jagannathan, said on X this week that the company is rolling out a new AI agent specifically designed to handle service comms with customers. Raj said Tesla Service's new AI agent detects comms delays, monitors sentiment, and auto-escalates to leaders. Starts tomorrow at 10 pilot locations. In 2 weeks, type escalate into the message center to reach reach managers. Guardrails in place to prevent abuse will keep improving.
Interesting. This has always been one of Tesla's slight weaknesses, in my opinion. Service is sometimes not stellar, depending on the location and the particular staff.
I mean, mind you, sometimes Tesla's service is outstanding, but hopefully this AI, which sounds like it'll be monitoring across all communications, will be able to intercede when things are, you know, not going so well.
Right, and hopefully the AI will be able to keep communications and schedules on track before they potentially come off the rails.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, this AI will be able to bring service issues kind of up the chain to like the regional managers and the regional directors if things are kind of getting stuck at a particular service center. Because I've had that happen before where, for whatever reason, you might get a service center where they're just, you know, not stellar, let's say. And knowing that someone kind of one step above them might see this actually kind of keeps them on their toes. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup. And if you were ever wondering if Cybertrucks were made with love, Gorklon has confirmed it. And of course, Gorklon Rust is Elon Musk until he changes his name again. So we reported this a few weeks ago before it was official. Now it is official. Tesla has canceled the Cybertruck range extender.
That was going to be the battery that would be mounted in the bed and raise the range by about 120 miles, right?
Yeah, it would have brought the range of the Cybertruck long range from 325 miles to about 445 plus miles. Tesla is emailing customers saying that they will refund deposits on the range extender.
During the Cybertruck reveal event, Elon said the highest range model would have 500 plus miles.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that he said that, and then now the highest range you can get is, what, 175 miles less? I mean, I don't know. I don't think this is a huge big deal unless you're towing, because supercharging is available. But I do get it that people who wanted to do some serious towing may be disappointed. I don't know. What do you think, Will? Are you going to be disappointed when you finally get your Cybertruck and it's only 325 miles?
Yeah, once I move to America, you mean? Yeah. It's the only way I'll get one.
It's coming. It's coming in faith.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, if they radically redesign it.
What do they have to do?
Oh, just the entire front end. That's all. Just remove the stainless steel bit at the front.
Oh, because we did a story about that, right? It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, unless they can prove by data that it's just not going to hit pedestrians, it's not going to pass European pedestrian safety regulations for plenty of reasons. Yeah, I've done a few videos on this before.
Well, why don't you just tape some pillows to the front or something? I mean,
I know. Well, I did an even better version of that I probably can't show on your show. But let's say there were just a pair of airbags on the front. That was my solution. Or maybe even three airbags on the front. But anyway, yeah, it's a bit disappointing that they've not got to the 500-mile range mark, isn't it? It would be nice. There are cars, you know, Lucid, for example, that do have 500 miles. It's just a matter of stacking up and fitting more batteries. But I guess it would have to go from, what, 123 kilowatt battery to something like 175 kilowatt battery to get that sort of range. And I guess there's just no room for it. I mean, what are your thoughts on the energy density of the batteries? Does that just need to improve in order for them to reach that magic 500 miles?
I just don't know what Elon was thinking when he said that. Did he always have in mind putting it in the bed? Or did he just think miraculously by the time it came out, like you said, they'd have a more energy dense battery? I don't know.
Probably that one. I would have thought that, you know, things would have moved a bit further forward with the energy density of the 4680s.
Elon's such a liar.
Yeah, it's still obviously an incredible truck, and it's quite a whopping range given the size of it. And it's only, what are you running on yours? Two miles per kilowatt or something?
Yeah, about that. Well, unless Jesse's driving it. Yeah. You guys watching should go check out Will's video on this. He came to America and drove a Cybertruck. That is how dedicated he is. We'll put the link down below right here.
Man, I dream of that Cybertruck nightly. Cybertruck.
Will, back to Earth. Now, I have an idea, Will. Let's go to a supercharger in New York and do donuts in a Dodge Charger.
That sounds like fun. What could possibly go wrong?
Failed it.
Thank you to Tesla Lounge and the owner of the Model Y for filming that. Luckily for the Cybertruck owner, who was charging a Cybertruck, he said no damage was done to his Cybertruck.
The Dodge Charger on the other end.
And look at that, he took out the stop sign too.
That's going to make for some pretty fun sentry mode from the Cybertruck owner when he gets back.
Imagine when he gets back in and he hits the little button, he's like, what?
It actually looks like the Dodge didn't quite get to the Cybertruck? Did he get stuck miraculous. On the curb or something?
Yeah, it was like there was like a 2 foot, you know, God put down a mattress or something and protected it. Hey, everybody, we have a new Now Let's Review video up on an e-bike that I think you guys are not going to want to miss. So if you guys want to head on over to Now Let's Review after you watch the show, that would be great. It's time for some SpaceX news. And broadcasters in St. Peter's covering the papal conclave last Thursday were using Starlink to get around the communication blackout around the Sistine Chapel.
That's right, because there was ground-level radio jamming to keep regular TV crews from working, but Starlink still worked, as we saw the first American Pope, Leo XIV, elected by the Cardinals, with a little help from Snoop Dogg.
Is that what all the white smoke was about?
Well, it would explain how an American got elected.
Well, never know what really happened, will we? Right? I mean, they're all sworn to secrecy and they can't even bring their phones or anything. So yeah, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Maybe they were lighting up. Oliver Widger is sailing with his cat from Oregon to Hawaii.
This is day 8 of sailing with my cat from Oregon to Hawaii. Today marks the first day since I've changed clothes. I saw dolphins, which is amazing. And also, for those of you that are new here, because I think I got a lot of new followers, I'm the guy who quit his job, liquidated his 401k, sold everything except for my cat, to buy a boat, and sail around the world.
To answer the question I get asked the most, I'm using Starlink. That's how.
So what do you think, Will? Would you like to do that?
No, I would not. I'm allergic to cats. So yeah, not a chance. But I've done that trip many times before. I used to sail from LA to Hawaii and then back again, 6 times in all, I think. It was pretty tiring stuff.
You sailed a boat yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's impressive. I thought like Oliver was kind of unique.
No, well, it's one of those big boats that I was in.
Oh, so like a catamaran?
Bit bigger.
Like a yacht?
Yeah, bigger still. Yeah, had a big engine.
A cruise ship?
Yeah, that's the one. I was a drummer in the band, so it was hard work being at sea. I got a right sweat on.
I see.
Yeah, seriously though, best of luck, Oliver. What an inspiration. If you want to do something in life, get on with it.
And Gorklon Ross said, sailing around the world with Starlink. I don't have the guts to do that.
Yeah, that would be quite terrifying. I actually thought it wasn't until today, or the research in this story, that I found out that he won't be going over the Mariana Trench, which is a bit of the ocean that's 7 miles deep. It's actually the other side of Hawaii, whereas I thought I'd sailed over it many times. So, never mind.
You have to call all your friends and tell them that you lied about that part.
Yeah, I've told everyone I've ever met, including my parents and everyone I know. I used to go over the Mariana Trench all the time.
Well, now you have something on your bucket list.
I know, yeah. I have to go there. I'm not going down there, though. That would be quite terrifying. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the ocean's pretty deep on the way to Hawaii, isn't it? Who knows what's lurking under there?
Well, speaking of deep, how about this, Will? Mark Honeycutt tested his Starlink at 8,000 feet in his ultralight.
Ready to go. I've got Starlink and the battery all laid out right here. This is secured behind it to these, and this is secured by these buckles right here.
This is like watching Wallace and Gromit. If you say so, Mark. Doesn't look at all that secure, but all right, let's get flying.
So that was a successful test. Unfortunately, my GoPro won't stay on. It's so cold out. So I didn't get to really talk through any of that. But it worked really well. It went up to like 7,000 or 8,000 feet. And I didn't have any service. So I turned it on. And then I had like 60 megabits per second download speed. And I was able to throw a YouTube video on. I was able to check for air traffic, which was really nice. And it loads very quick.
You can watch Mark's whole adventure here on his YouTube channel, and Gorklon reposted Starlink, which said, Starlink keeps you connected where you least expect it. And yeah, I did not expect to see that this morning.
And speaking of Starlink in the air, Starlink will be launching on United Airlines next week, providing free internet in flight.
I mean, especially for longer flights, it seems like if an airline doesn't offer free in-flight internet, people are going to kind of prefer to fly airlines like United that do offer it. People who flew United posted download speeds of over 100 megabits per second. So they were able to watch YouTube videos and do pretty much everything you normally would on internet. So what do you think, Will? Would you prefer an airline that had it or not?
Well, when I'm on an airplane, it's such a rare occasion that I just stare out the window and look down at Earth and contemplate my very existence and wonder how it is I stay in the air at all. So I have no interest in being online at all when I'm on a flight, but that's just me.
Okay, well, there'll be an airline for you, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be very useful for lots of people, though.
Gorklon Rust reposted SpaceX's post. Fairing deployment confirmed. Today's mission marks our first 30th flight of a fairing half.
Okay, you've lost me. 30th flight of a fairing half.
I know, right? I needed Grok to help explain this to me since Jesse isn't here this week. So here's the video from this mission. The fairings, which are those protective shells or the nose cones on top of the rocket that hold the satellites. So on this Starlink Falcon 9 mission, one of the fairing halves had been picked up in the ocean and reused 29 times before.
So SpaceX didn't need to build 30 of them, just one. And each fairing costs $3 million.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
That is insane. Brilliant.
We should get into the fairing business.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd start. Yes. Unless they want some paper ones. That's all I can knock up, I'm afraid.
We'll just do paper mache. He'll never notice.
Yeah, paper plane. That'll do.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
So the latest SpaceX notice to mariners has Starship Flight 9 poised for launch from Starbase on May 20th. Obviously, this can change due to weather.
That's exciting. Less than a couple of weeks away. What are the mission goals for Flight 9?
So SpaceX is aiming for a safe orbital return of Ship 35 with a water landing.
That's right, because Flights 7 and 8 ended with Starship disintegrating into that spectacular shooting star ship. Quite the sight.
And Flight 9 will feature the first reflight of a super heavy booster, Booster 14. Unfortunately, as far as we know, there will be no attempted catch of Starship, and there'll be no PEZ dispenser test on this mission.
Why is that then? Why wouldn't they attempt to catch it?
I think because they still haven't gotten all the bugs out, and they kind of probably want to test some stuff before they... Because they could ruin the catcher if they, you know, screw that up. So I think one more water landing, and then hopefully Flight 10.
Yeah. Have you seen a rocket launch at all?
No, I've been invited. I can't wait to go see Starship launch. That'd be great. Let's do it together.
Oh, love to. Let's do it.
All right. It's a date. So Tesla Asia posted, at Gigafactory Shanghai, treated wastewater is successfully utilized for fish farming and flower cultivation.
That giant fish tank outside Giga Shanghai is filled with reused water from the factory.
Isn't that nice?
That's lovely.
You know, everyone complains about water, especially like at Giga Berlin. Everyone's been on and on about, you know, Tesla using too much water, but they do their best to recycle it. And according to this, it's clean.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, it's time for sunspots. So Jesse Pelton posted, China installed 278 gigawatts of solar last year, 57% more than the U.S. has installed in total. Gorklon Rust replied, China is deploying vast amounts of solar power.
The 888 gigawatts of solar that China has installed already could power half of the U.S.
But if you look at this graph of installed solar, the U.S. in green is just kind of flat, whereas China is going exponential. And Gorklon said, most people don't realize how much solar power China has installed, enough to power half of America. So in the U.S., we would need to install about 700 gigawatts of solar to catch up to China and power half our country.
How much would that cost?
Well, Grok tells me that it would cost about $1.2 trillion, plus we'd want the grid-scale batteries to go along with the solar, so that's another $853 billion. So let's say $2 trillion for a nice round number.
Okay, so $2 trillion for the batteries and solar to catch up to China and power half of the U.S. I see a lot of people talking about nuclear power being the answer. How much would that cost?
Well, Grok to the rescue again. Grok says $2.7 trillion for 197 gigawatts of baseload nuclear plants to get the same amount of power.
So it's actually cheaper to go solar?
Yes, it is. And no nuclear waste to worry about because you know what they say.
Some solar a day keeps the nuclear waste at bay. That's the best I've got. I did try one more, Zach. What about once you go PV, you never
something that rhymes with, you know, radiation poisoning. I don't know what to I tried rhymes and I couldn't find one. So that's all I got.
Jesse Pelton went on to say, if God wanted us to build a type one civilization, he would have, one, put a giant fusion reactor in the sky. Well, we've got that. Number two, made 28% of Earth's crust out of a semiconductor with a matching band gap. By the way, a matching band gap is the space on a solar panel to let the electrons pass. So like, that's kind of amazing that's there. And then three, filled the oceans with an alkali metal we could use to store limitless quantities of energy, sodium or something similar. That would be a crazy coincidence. And I think that's a pretty good point. Yeah.
What a brilliant post that is. Yeah. We've got a nuclear reactor in the sky that's pretty reliable, isn't it?
Maintenance
free.
It comes
up every day. Yeah.
And globally, this chart here shows that between 23 and 2024, solar power blew away every other type of power generation in terms of terawatt hours. Why? Because it's cheaper to build, pollution free, and then you collect that energy free every single day.
Gorklon Rust says true.
It is. Hey, and if you'd like to get solar on your house or some batteries, but you don't quite know like all the things you need to know, talk to our friends at Energy Pal. We'll put the link down below. Tell them that Will and Zach sent you. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Will and I will be doing the bonus stories today. So join us over on Patreon for as little as $1 a month, and you'll get all of our Patreon stories every month. We'll see you guys there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It is time for Elon's X's of the week. And Doge designer said, Bill Gates, Doge will cost 2 million lives. This man is a disgrace to humanity.
Gorklon Rus replies, Gates is a huge liar.
Department of Government Efficiency said collaboration win by the US OPM and Doge. After 35 plus years of failed modernization attempts, OPM has announced that as of June 2nd, they are replacing their 65 plus year old paper process with an all digital alternative. This will reduce the average time people wait to receive their retirement check from 3 to 5 months to less than 1 month.
So is this the mine, the underground mine that they were using to store documents in manila envelopes and cardboard boxes?
Yeah, we're going to free up that mine. What are we going to do with it now?
Yeah. And the fact that the elevator kept breaking so that every time that broke, it just slowed the entire process down. I mean, Wow. So this is now going to be a far more streamlined and efficient way to process people's retirements.
Exactly. Yeah, as Gorklon said, retirement is now digital, so much faster and more accurate. Nice work by many. And yeah, why don't we just turn it into a nightclub or something?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Gorklon Ross said, if you're interested in creating super fun, revolutionary AI video games, please send examples of your prior video game work to GameStudio@xAI. Interesting. So all of you programmers out there, this is your chance. Elon went on to say, you should be noticing some improvements to the quality of recommendations in your timeline. He's talking about on X because it was getting a little bad and now it seems to be getting a little better again. And Gorklon said, all those memories lost like tears in rain.
Mars, Starship time, electricity for data center, Grok.
Will, do you think he's high or something? Like, what's going on here?
Maybe Snoop Dogg made his way back here on the way home from the Vatican.
Gorklon posted ad astra per aspera. I'm a little rusty on my Latin. Will, can you help me?
Latin for through hardship to the stars.
Nice. Gorklon said, son, this tactic is called kiting the boss.
I don't understand this one bit. You're going to have to explain this to me, Zach.
Elon's a video gamer, right? And so when you've got the big boss at the end battle, I guess kiting the boss is some strategy to take down the boss. I'm not the right person to ask. But
kitting the boss. I didn't know they understand that word in context, but okay, I'll take it.
It's for those gamers out there. They'll know what it is. Doge Norway says, will you use X-Mail when it comes?
Gorklon Ross replies, yees.
Ah, so X-Mail might be coming. That would be pretty cool. Although most people haven't left like Yahoo Mail yet, so I don't know. Gorklon said, CyberCab will become ubiquitous. Well, this is getting exciting, Will. Are you going to come visit us and maybe we'll go to Austin together and take a CyberCab?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Absolutely love to. What do you think, though? CyberCabs aren't going to be out in June, are they? Just robo-taxis or...
Yeah, probably just, Model Ys, I would guess, in the beginning, but maybe by the end of the year?
Yeah. Can't wait to see one of those on the road, can you?
No, I can't wait. Teslaconomics says, personally, I don't like the name of Hurry for FSD Supervised. Any new suggestions?
Gorklon Rust, do you prefer Move It or Let's F***ing Go, motherfucker?
Nice. Do you think they'll actually... That would be funny if they implemented that. Zaid says, anyone else notice Elon has been much less politically engaged lately and is actually remembering his car and rocket company? Mental X says, like what?
Gorklon Rust responds, unfortunately, many people still believe the falsehoods reported by legacy media without question.
So before we get to our supercharger reviews, beautiful superchargers, this week I kind of snuck this in here. Mazda has adopted the Tesla NACS for its Japanese cars starting in 2027. Mazda said in its press release, this will provide Mazda BEV customers with access to Tesla superchargers across Japan. I can't remember what the Mazda EV is. Have you seen one?
Yes. It's that awful one. It's got, I think it's got 150 mile range. I can't remember what it is. It sort of looks okay. It's like a smallish car. Ah, I can't remember the name of it. Can I find out?
Comment down below what the Mazda EV is. I honestly had forgotten they even had one.
We do have one. We've seen it quite a few times on the road. It's not a bad looking car. Okay. It's just on paper, everything's tragic. But I didn't know that no electric car company had not adopted NACS by now.
Exactly.
It's a bit late, isn't it?
A little late. It seems like they just got the memo.
This story belongs in Tesla Time News 300, doesn't it? Surely.
Exactly.
But it'll all be ready for 2027.
That's the year. Tesla killer. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews where you guys go out there and tell us what's going on in the world of superchargers.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Stan again on my trip down to Orange Beach, Alabama, down on the Gulf. Stopping at another stop here in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is an H stall. It's in the back of a mall parking lot. There is nothing here whatsoever. There's a Hobby Lobby across the street that you might be able to use a bathroom at. Under 50 kilowatts. I'm afraid I'm going to have to rate this about a 3.5 out of 10. We are getting about 125 kilowatts here, but that's it. So, kind of probably a necessary stop. It's still 37 degrees, and we'll have to look for a gas station to use a restroom. But now you know.
Hi, Jesse and Zach. Cam here. Sorry, there was a lot of wind, so I did a voiceover for this part. The all-new Calliope Supercharger in Queensland, Australia, just off the Bruce Highway. It has 6 stalls and is the easiest to find.
These are the 250 kilowatt charging the Tesla Charger.
40! Look at that! 1,400 kilometers an hour. This is going to be done in no time.
As soon as you pull off the highway, you literally take the exit and you come in, straight in. CCS, all the way along. There's a shared on the first and the last one. It looks like you could pull up with a trailer, come straight in. Can't wait until we get our cyber truck. There's also the hotel behind me here. McDonald's and Starmart coffee place down here. You get coffee, fuel. There's no shopping centers or anything. There's toilets and amenities, just no bin. If there's anything to improve, they really need a bin. So I'd probably give this a 7. There's only like 3 shops to choose from. Thank you, Jack and Jesse. Now you know. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you so much for reviewing those superchargers. Next up, we've got new superchargers. Will, what do we got?
Number 25 in the UAE, an 8-stall version 3 in Dubai in Meadows Village.
We got number 220 in France, the 16-stall version 4 in Terville, France.
Got a 20-stall V4, 325 kilowatt in San Ramon in Camino Ramon, California.
Number 44 in Austria, the expansion from 12 to 15 stall in Niedendorf, Austria.
Is now a good time to tell you I can barely read. We've got number 88 in Virginia, an 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Stafford, Richmond, Huayva.
Oh, highway.
What? Richmond Highway. Va. Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia, all right.
This is tough for Will, because it'd be like if you stuck me doing British ones, I'm sure I would, except for my Monty Python viewing, I would have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the highlight of my day when I watch your show and you and Jesse are trying to do some English accents and trying to pronounce the names correctly for these places. Because yeah,
there are no British ones this week.
Yeah, you know, it's a bit hit and miss, yeah, like myself.
The 24-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Number 263 in Germany. It's an 8-stall version 4 in Bremen. In Café de Sol.
The expansion from 6 to 10 stalls with the solar canopy, version 4, in Bressanone, Italy.
Oh, I do like a solar canopy. I'd like to see more of those. We've got a 4-stall, version 2, in Xing in China.
We have number 2204 in China, the 3-stall version 3 in Sanya, China.
Number 551 in California, an 18-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Rancho Cordova. California.
Number 192 in Florida, the 12-stall version 4 in Valrico, Florida.
Number 56 in Nevada, an 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Las Vegas.
Number 77 in Washington, the 20-stall version 4 in Tumwater.
Number 87 in Sweden, a 24-stall version 4 in Grums, Sweden.
And number 10 in Mississippi, number 2633 in the USA, number 7214 in the world is the 8-stall version 4 in Corinth, Mississippi. Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Well, that was fun.
We did it. I think that was our first international co-hosted show. So congratulations, hey. Will.
Yeah, that was really good. Thanks for having me. Didn't take too long, did it? I mean, you know, your audience is going to get to see the very shiny, polished version. It's all edited and nice. But we've only actually been here for 45 minutes. So that's not too bad, Zach, for what? How long's the show?
18, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I think we did all right.
Thank you again for filling in for Jesse, Will. Everyone, please go check out Will's YouTube channel. It's called Tesla Jigsaw for more of Will's great content. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.